So can I just get you to say your name, actually? So
sure. Kanae Holder.
Great. And so have you been staying out here at Occupy Wall Street?
This is the radio, right? So you don't get me smiley, so I have to make a laugh. I am in solidarity with those who sleep out here. The other day I did myself come out here with mismatch socks on purpose, but that is as far as I am willing to go. I have my own apartment in Harlem, and so it's easy for me to take a train down here, do what I need to do, and go home. I mean, I usually stay here until like 11 at night, getting carried away by charismatic conversationalists on all sides of the leftist spectrum. But I tell them goodnight, I give them hugs, I love them, they love me, and I see them the next day.
Right. Have you been here just about every day, though, since it began?
Let's see. So it started the 17th, and I had family that I hadn't seen 20 years in town. Then some other things happened when I'm looking for a job myself.
Right.
So I've been out here, for the most part, for like a week. I was out here before it really caught on, though. Like, I was out here, I think October 5th was like the critical day, like the tipping point where, you know, the floodgates were open and people felt like it was okay and they legitimized it with their presence. And even the Brooklyn, because then before that, you know, the Brooklyn Bridge incident happened and hundreds were maced and arrested. I came the day after the blonde girls, quote unquote, got arrested and maced.
Right.
And I was actually very scared, to be honest, because as a person of color, not necessarily myself, but the prevailing sentiment is that we're going to be the first ones to be arrested, to be harassed, to be surveilled. And so I was kind of reticent about actually coming through, but why the day after the mass macing I came, I don't know. But I came and I was beyond pleasantly surprised. I would dare to call this as close to a utopia that I have ever seen in America. This is more America and I love him. This is more America and American than I have ever seen outside of my 4 years at Howard University. In terms of people truly, really care. It's a whole system. It's a whole ecosystem. It's a microcosm embodying itself as an example for the macrocosm. They're living and breathing the ideals. They're doing what Gandhi said, which is be the change you want to see in the world. In terms of there's doctors here, there's nurses here, there's lawyers here, there's security to walk around here to check up on you. Do you need any food? Are you okay? Do you have a place to stay? Do you need a bed? They're really, really, quote, unquote, on it. I mean, in terms of getting services, it's easier for me to get a free meal and 10 minutes with a nurse or a doctor here down on, quote, unquote, Wall Street with all these heretics and these crazy people than it is for me to do that, you know, anywhere else. And so that I find to be beyond refreshing. In the fact that they're able to sustain it for this long and egos haven't taken it over to the degree that, you know, there's been fighting or inbreeding or, you know, insurrections amongst themselves. It's very much, you know, governed by ethics that are outside of the Constitution, that are outside of the Bill of Rights. Obviously, they're abiding by a higher authority. And that, I think, is beautiful and wonderful. People say, excuse me, I'm sorry. And it's just a wonderful thing to witness here in America.
There's been, and mostly in the mainstream media, critiques saying that the causes represented here are too far flung, that it's idealist. And I think one of the things that struck me too was also saying that interviewing people here, that they don't know what they're talking about, that people don't have any specific ideas, are just upset but with no ideas of what they want. And I wanted to get your sense of being here, talking to people. Is that anywhere near the truth, or is it just the mainstream media again kind of playing into a narrative that they want to see?
I definitely think that that is not true. The people who have the people who have the angst have it rightfully so. And it's not unreasonable. It's just as unreasonable to think that we can have a society where people are honored for the work that they do and honored for the amount of education that they've been, that they've acquired. People are honored regardless of their color, their sexual orientation, or their religion. You know, that was also viewed as being unreasonable. That's the whole reason why this country was founded. It was founded based on those things being impossible to achieve in the quote-unquote mother country. And so at that time, I'm sure the mother country told them that they too were crazy, that they too were these revolutionaries that didn't really have a message, that just what are you doing? What do you want? That's not possible. You can't do that. That's how America was founded. So I find it very interesting that now people want to turn and say that the Occupy Wall Street movement is one in which they're asking for things that are unreasonable. I mean, the whole notion of the fact that you can build a country here, kill all the other people who lived on this land, then import other people to come here as slaves, that also seems to be the real issue, seems to be a real problem. But yet, people here speaking to self-determination, speaking to a fair wage, speaking to, you know, not exorbitant fees in order to get educated, so that even if they get a job, which at this point is very unlikely for a lot of college students, unfortunately, then they're still saddled. They're not forgiven their debt. They're still saddled with debt regardless of what they're doing. So, you know, I just think that a lot of what the people are saying is I think Republicans, you know, I'll be partisan. I think Republicans are extremely adept at pivoting an issue. Governor Christie, who will remain governor because he's not going to become president because he didn't want to run, he was speaking about Obama and the new bill to tax people, to tax the rich, and he said, how un-American is that? He was like, how dare Obama come in and tear people away from the American dream? Oh, okay. So, excellent. So it's no longer about people paying their share of taxes. It's no longer about taxation without representation, or representation without taxation, really, is what the issue is. But no, it's no longer about that. All of a sudden, it becomes being un-American, being unpatriotic, and taking away the American dream from somebody. Boom. You totally, completely remixed the issue so that now the enemy is actually Obama, or anybody who feels as though, you know, people should be able to pay their fair share. Malcolm X has an excellent quote. He said, the media is the most powerful thing on earth because it will make you believe that your enemies are your friends and that your friends are your enemy. And the media and some Republicans and maybe even some Democrats, I mean, anybody is capable of doing that. And that's exactly what the media did when they try to portray this as being some like lofty, lefty, you know, flower childy, hippie, you know, metaphysical, esoterical, new agey, new world order conspiracy theory foolishness. It's not that at all. I'm going to debunk that myth. Do they have clear goals? Of course they have clear goals. One of the clear goals is that these corporations should be able to pay their fair share in taxes. Instead, what the corporations do is they create cute little boutique, non-profit type campaigns. Pepsi Refresh. Toyota had their campaign. BP has their campaign. You know, and they make you feel like, oh, wow, these corporations do care about me. No, they really don't. It's really a way of making sure that the people are constantly focused on those corporations. They're basically asking us to do commercials for them. And on top of that, in exchange, maybe per chance, if you tap dance enough or smile wide enough, they might give you a little bit of money, depending on your idea. Great. Wonderful. Thanks, American Eagle. Thanks, Crest Toothpaste. Thank you for that opportunity for me to give you all of my humanity. And in exchange for that, blast out my friends all 1,873 of them on Facebook to vote for me, vote for me, vote for me, vote for me at KaneHolder/Crest.com or PepsiRefresh.com or whatever the campaign is.com. So that's one issue, is for corporations to pay their fair share. Are they anti-corporate here? Of course they're anti-corporate here, but they're not anti-corporate to the degree that it's no more corporation, because that's not even possible. They're using Facebook and Twitter in order to get out their messages. So, and that's another way in which corporations can then be, to use the term, be occupied or co-opted, you know, to use the airways, to use the machine, but for our own good, to hijack it, per se, which of course is terrorist. I apologize. In terms of people not knowing what they're talking about, I mean, I, as I've just done to you, I've interviewed you. I've been interviewing hundreds of people here. Well, excuse me, not yet. Sorry, edit that. I've been interviewing people, and they seem to be extremely knowledgeable. To one, they have their own personal history of being in America, and, you know, coming to their own realization that, hey, wait a minute, things are awry, things are not as they seem. I am, you know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And then, yes, there are tons of signs with actual statistics about the tax rate and what the tax rate was in 1940, what the tax rate was in 1970, in the 80s, in the 90s, and what it is now. And of course, that percentage has been declining. For people who make over $250,000 a year.
Right.
There's quotes from Thomas Jefferson, from Martin Luther King, from Jimi Hendrix. When the power of love overtakes the love of power, then the world will know peace. Wonderful quote by Jimi Hendrix. So, you know, I mean, I've seen quotes by Audre Lorde here. I mean, I've seen, it runs the gamut. So to sit there and be so cursory and dismissive of a large group of people who are passionate and dissatisfied, to me is a heinous crime against their humanity.